This is the story of a brand new team on the Texas scene, the Dallas Cowboys. They knew it would be a tough row to hoe, starting from scratch in an attempt to match the mighty aggregations of the National Football League, but the Cowboy management also knew that Texas fans wouldn't settle for anything less than the world's best football.
The Dallas Cowboys, winner of the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and the man they say is unemotional, Tom Landry, the only coach the Cowboys have ever had. Tom Landry, a most happy man, is carried off the field by his players.
And a play fake, back to the five, Aikman's toss, and it's caught by Michael Irvin, gets away from the defender. Irvin is going to get into Cardinal territory. Michael Irvin may go all the way. Touchdown, Dallas.
All the pressure on the left side, he drops the ball, throws, caught, Linton. Touchdown. That is just crazy.
And only thing else I got to say is, how about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Let's go inside the Cowboys huddle with Mark Elfenbein.
All right, good Sunday morning to you. You got the Mark Elfenbein Show every Sunday, 7 to 9 on 103.3 FM ESPN. You can follow on Twitter at IMElf. Taylor Phillips and Saad Youssef in the house, as always. We got Mavs Week that was and some NBA news you can use coming up at 7:31, 7:51, some useless baseball nuggets. We'll get back into the NFL and Dan Hunt of FC Dallas around 8:30, then we'll taste the soup. So that's the rundown of the show. Ironically, in that little opening there, you hear the Jason Witten touchdown call by Al Michaels. And we'll start with that because this past year, we had the first year without Jason Witten on the field for your Dallas Cowboys. And one of the biggest questions was, you know, what the hell are the Cowboys going to do? They got 19 different tight ends. And we had that question running into us and slamming it in our face every single week until it got to the end of the season when Blake Jarwin decided to show up with three touchdowns in one game. And we went, oh, well, maybe we do have somebody that can play tight end. And Dalton Schultz made a nice catch. You know, so both guys did a couple of things. And it gave you food for thought. In the meantime, there was no Jason Witten on the field. There was Jason Witten on the Monday Night Football booth, and we saw him every week on Monday Night Football. And then this week, we get the stunning, shocking news that Jason Witten is going to come back and play with the Dallas Cowboys. And, I mean, I don't know anybody that went, oh, I knew this was happening. I mean, I've heard people say, well, they had conversations and they were talking and you know, they chatted and whatever. But I don't think anybody thought that Jason Witten was ready to come back and play. Jerry Jones, he owns this team. He talked about Jason Witten coming back.
We had had some early talks, Super Bowl time talks, and a little time before then. I have to go back to when Jason made the decision to not play football. And that was such a tough decision. He never totally bought into the idea of never playing again. He always knew that, boy, if not now, then maybe never more, and probably never more as a player. So it was not surprising at all when he came in and he said, I want to play. I want to be, quote, back in the dirt.
So, all right, so we all hear this, and my first reaction was, huh, is this a stopgap? Is this a, look, it's Jason Garrett's last chance to ride off in the sunset and get a Super Bowl? Maybe Jason Witten was sitting in the booth all last year and said, you know what, I missed a game. Antonio Gates came back at, what, 37 years of age and went to the Chargers and they went to the playoffs. And he figured, look, if he can do it, I can do it. And I think I could still play. And I maybe, and the Cowboys are close and they won the NFC East. And I got one last shot. Okay, we heard all that. And then I thought to myself, what are the benefits of Jason Witten coming back to the team? The benefits are leadership, okay, seniority, leadership, maybe a stabilizing force in the locker room, whatever. A security blanket for Dak Prescott. I thought that's possibly the case. And maybe an actual target for the red zone because they suck in the red zone. But then I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. What did we bitch and moan about the Cowboys all year? Predictability. Predictability. We knew exactly what play they were running. That's why Linehan's gone and Kellen Moore's the guy and John Kitten is here. And we knew exactly what the Cowboys were doing every single play. Let me ask you a question, Taylor Phillips and Saad Youssef. If 82 is on the field, do you have any clue what's going to happen?
I imagine some kind of...
Is it a mystery if 82's on the field?
I imagine some kind of four-yard button hook is probably going to be on the horizon.
I'm going to say a rollout and a pass to the flat.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love Jason Witten, but you're not going to surprise anybody. And all this talk about how many snaps he's going to get, none of us know. But if you're trying to come up with some new wrinkles, I'm sorry. You can't hide a wrinkle of 82 on the field. We know what he's going to do. And if he's got the ability, well, here, let's do this. Darren Woodson, our guy, one of the greatest Cowboys ever. We hear him and see him on ESPN all the time. Was on this past week here on the station. And he talked about Jason Witten maybe not being the same cat.
So I'm sure he's going to want to come back and take on the responsibility of being a full-time tight end. And I think that's where the gut check has to come in. Not just with Jason Witten, but the gut check has to come in with the Cowboys, because you're getting a guy in Witten who's at 37 years old, took an entire season off last year. And even at the end of his career at 35, 36, he wasn't the same guy as far as threatening the middle of the field. Great option route runner, not a whole lot of yards after the catch. And now you have a guy that's coming back after a year off and you're putting him back out there. Hey, look, if he's not the same guy, don't stop playing the young guys that are still growing in their roles.
Okay. And look, I mean, it's hard not to hear what Woody says and kind of agree to a certain extent. Look, and just because, you know, you think you're in great shape and you missed a game doesn't mean you're going to come back and all is going to be well. Look, Dez Bryant was set out, came back, and then boom, the Achilles blew out. Look, we don't know if he's going to come back and be 100% healthy and he's going to be able to perform. Look, you just heard and we all watched. He's not the guy he used to be, okay? And then Darren Woodson also said, continuing about, look, to the young guys on the team, this may not be right.
There's only a limited time. I mean, we all know how this league works. You have a limited window of growth, especially with contract situations that are going to be coming up. There's a limited window you have to maximize those young men. And if you don't build around them and get to put them in successful situations and have offensive minds or defensive minds that can really lift their game, you're doing them an injustice. And that's a shot right at Jerry Jones. Stephen Jones need to surround their young talent with either coaches, players that can really help lift those young stars to the next level.
The other thing I thought about was, you know, why he's coming back was because things were so brutal in the booth and his safety net of playing football was what he was great at and what he loves and what he knows. And sure, he has a burning desire. Well, he took a beating on a Monday Night Football. Unfortunately, that's just what life is all about. It happens to us in this business, too. And Steve Smith, who was a former player and a tough guy, has gotten his gig on the NFL and actually has done a fairly decent job, but they asked him about Witten, and boy, did he not hide anything.
I don't know. Jason Witten came back, Steve. Any thoughts?
You want the truth about that, or you want me to let that go?
No, I want the truth.
No, about you, not Witten.
Oh, okay. No, I'm good.
That's what he meant.
Oh, okay. I thought Steve was telling me maybe there was a surprise coming our way.
Oh, no,
here.
There's not no surprise. I'm actually good on TV, so I'm just going to stay here.
Oh, Steve.
Wow. Steve Smith, I'm actually good on TV. Well, good luck to Jason Witten. I think it's going to be interesting to see, if anything.
So my conspiracy theory about this whole move of Jason Witten coming back.
Yes.
Keep in mind. Now, hear me out. Jason Garrett did not get his extension, right?
That is true.
So he's still coaching for his job.
Right.
It's a little too late to get a coaching job. The Cowboys already have their coaching roster set up.
Right.
Jason Witten comes in here. He just waits for Jason Garrett to not do the job. He waits for the Cowboys to not make that run they need to keep his job. Guess who's already waiting in the ranks now and not in the booth and in the Cowboys building again?
Jason Witten.
Jason Witten's going to take over as the next head coach.
See,
how about that?
I was thinking you're going to have a race between Sean Lee, Jason Witten, and Chris Richard. Who gets it first? You know, I mean, me personally, if I was going to make the decision, I'd give it to Chris Richard right now. I'd say, you're my head coach, And then Sean Lee, I know he still wants to play. You could be an assistant coach, or you could take over the defense. And then Jason Witten, you want to play a year and then come on and be, you know, whatever you want to be. That's fine, too. We'll see. Okay.
The biggest reason why I agree with you, though, is because this team's identity is completely changed. It's a defensive team now.
Yeah.
And so you want to hire a defensive guy in Chris Richard.
And so there's a few other things. All right, let's. There's so many little bullet points here I want to get to. Randy Gregory and Dave Irving. Okay. Schmuck and Schmuck Jr. I mean, two dinglings, okay? And I understand. No, I don't understand. Let me clarify. I don't understand addiction. I don't. I have no idea what that's all about. So I can't comment on that. But if somebody's telling me you can make millions of dollars playing football and all you have to do is stop doing this, I would think, and again, I don't understand the addiction, I would think that I would go, okay, millions of dollars and football over whatever the hell that is.
The David, guy was at the end of the street rapping and rolling the papers.
So, look, David Irving is done. Goodbye. And you know what? I think we're all glad that he's gone. Enough already. Randy Gregory, we keep hearing that he's a good guy, he's a smart guy, and he really struggles with this addiction that he has with marijuana or whatever the hell it is. And now he's suspended. So that has made the Cowboys have to search for more things that they need to do. What do they need to do? Well, Earl Thomas did not hide saying he wanted to come to the Cowboys a year or so ago, and we all know that he wants to come to the Cowboys. Darren Woodson, what should the Cowboys do?
My first year, Charles Haley was brought in on the football team, and there was a certain reason why he was brought on the team, and it was more so, you know, trying to get this defense to have a winning mindset and have this defense have a swagger about them. You bring in a guy like Earl Thomas, he's going to lift the entire secondary, not only the secondary, but the linebackers as well, because of the knowledge of the game. He's a coach that's going to be on the field, basically. He's an extension of the coaching staff. He's familiar with Richard. They know each other extremely well. And he knows his defense like the back of his hands. And there is not a guy in this league that you're going to outwork. And I think he would help this team tremendously as far as, number one, taking the ball away. That will increase. And that is a big problem with this secondary that has had over the years.
So I would love Earl Thomas here. I don't know any Cowboy fan that wouldn't love Earl Thomas here. Unfortunately, there's money involved, and you can only give so much because the other guy that deserves the money should get the money. DeMarcus Lawrence, what do we need to do with him, Saad?
Pay the man.
Pay the man his money. Pay the man his money. Give DeMarcus Lawrence what he deserves. And I understand that they can kind of tag him and wait till July. Whatever. Don't, you know what? Just give the damn dude his money. He's the best player on your defense. You got a great young defense that's on its way. And then, hey, Stephen Jones, you know I love you, right? You're the money guy. Figure it out. Put it on your Discover card. Whatever the hell you have to do, go get Tank Lawrence's money and hand it to him. And go get Earl Thomas's money and give it to him. I promise you, you do those two things, it's going to be a fun season next year.